Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Part 5.
There it is, Rust. The Deadlands. I haven't seen it this close up in a while.
Not much to behold, is it? A whole lot of nothing, as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, it's pretty bleak, all right.
Once you go beyond the atmospheric exchange units on the outskirts of the strata, this ashfall can get pretty bad.
Yeah, it's like raining ash out there.
In places, sure.
I can't believe people managed to survive in this. I mean, there are whole communities out there under that filth.
The ash only falls at certain times. Now and again, you might even see a little sunlight in places. But for the most part, it's a tough life. A constant battle for survival.
Where does it come from, all that ash?
That's a good question. I don't think anyone knows for sure. A gray-haired traveler once told me it was the charred remains of the old world. Said there were entire abandoned cities out there that had been ablaze for a century, and the ash was like fallout. According to him, those cities were destined to keep burning until the end of time.
Is that what you believe?
I don't know what to believe, see. It is what it is. For people like us, living in the strata, it doesn't make much difference.
Long as those atmospheric exchange units keep sucking down the filth.
Dockerton has seen its own fair share of ash lately. It sure as hell doesn't need more floating in from out west.
Okay, so according to the coordinates, this is where we're supposed to meet the dealer, but I don't see anyone.
Pull over on the side here. Let's check it out.
I guess we're early?
Or they're late.
Well, who knows what kind of distance they had to travel to get here. Could have been hundreds of clicks. Maybe they got held up.
Hand me the scope. I'll take a look around.
Here you go.
No sign of anything. I can't even make out an ash plume.
Ash plume?
A trail of debris that gets kicked up in the wake of a vehicle traveling at speed across the Deadlands. Ash and dust and fine grains of sand.
Should we go for a drive out there? Maybe up to that ridge. That would give us a better vantage point.
Okay, let's get one thing straight. This van isn't built to cross the Deadlands. It doesn't have the clearance or the tires to cope with that terrain. It'll get bogged before you know it. So don't even think about taking a joyride out there.
Right, got it. Keep the van on the road.
Good.
What do the Deadlanders use to get around?
They call them sand crawlers. Rugged-looking things that can chew through all that dirt and sand. Nothing like the auto cabs and transports you see in the Strata.
They sound pretty cool, actually.
Well, you're gonna get a good look at one soon. Unless our trader friend decided to walk all this way, which I...
You hear that?
Yeah. Gunshots.
Where are they coming from?
I don't see anything, but it sounds like it's coming from the north.
From out in the Deadlands?
Yeah.
Some kind of skirmish, you think?
Someone's having a disagreement. Not that it really matters, as long as they leave us alone.
What if it's our traitor?
Shit.
Should we go and take a look?
I guess so, but just take it slow. We don't want to barge into some kind of mess out here.
Okay, here we go. You hear that? I think it stopped already.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good news or bad.
See anything on the scope?
Not yet, Shit, over there!
Where?
Past that rocky outcropping. Two sand crawlers.
I can't make out much without the scope.
Stop over here. The road's starting to take us away from him.
Talk to me, Rust. What do you see?
I've got two bodies. Some blood splatter on the nearest crawler. Nothing else is moving.
Do you think it's the traitor? Can you see our steel anywhere?
No sign of the steel. And we don't have a clue what the traitor is supposed to look like. There! Movement!
Where?
Over behind the second crawler. Someone in a hood dragging,
Dragging what?
God damn it. It's our steel.
What? Are you sure?
They're loading it into the back of the crawler.
Someone's taking our shit! We've gotta get over there!
Sienna, stop! I told you the van will make it across that terrain.
Okay, wait here.
Sienna, stop! Are you crazy?
Russ, have you got me on the headset?
Yeah, I've got you, but are you goddamn crazy?
Just tell me what you see.
The bastard is still loading up the merch, but there's a rifle resting on the side of the crawler.
I've got my own piece of hardware right here.
A handgun up against a rifle? They're gonna plaster you at this distance.
It's not what you think.
They're closing up the crawler. I think they're leaving.
Then I've got no choice.
Stop firing! You're gonna get yourself killed.
I just need one good shot.
Sienna, they're lining you up with that rifle. Get down, now!
Got it!
See, are you hit?
Oh, no, I'm good. I bet I felt the wind on that one, pal. That was a close call.
What the hell were you thinking?
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Well, not like it's going to matter now. The bastard is leaving. See the ash bloom?
Yeah, I see it. Heading west.
Yeah, that's it. The merch is gone. We're done.
Hang on, pal. We're not done with anything. I've got an ace up my sleeve.
What do you want, Halliwell?
I have another component request. The code is right there, if you wouldn't mind.
Actually, I would mind. I'm done with this shit.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me. I'm tired of playing your games. By the end of today, it's not going to matter. You're going to be irrelevant to us, Dr. Halliwell.
How am I supposed to help your friend if I don't have the components I need for my work?
I have no intention of spelling this out for you. So... What's that for?
I don't understand.
That briefcase sitting on the bench.
Hmm?
I haven't seen that before.
Oh, this is just one of my storage units.
Open it up. Let's see what's inside.
You know you really don't have to carry that crowbar with you everywhere you go. I don't know why you think you'd need to use it.
I said open that thing up. Now.
And what if I don't?
Step back from the bench, Doctor. I said step back! God damn it! Turn the lights back on! Hallowell, do you hear me? Okay, have it your way. Let's do this. Hey, Hallowell! I just put an alert through the Highgate City cops. They're gonna be here any second. You hear that? It's over! Hello? Jimena, it's me. We've got a problem here at the lab.
Emily? What's going on?
Hallowell just killed the power. Everything's gone dark in here.
Killed the power? How?
Listen, I don't have much time. He's built himself a weapon. A plasma gun, by the looks of it. He's using it to cut through the plexiglass door now that the electromagnetic seal's disabled.
He's got a plasma gun? Where did he get that from?
I think he must have built it. That's why he needed the temperature regulator.
You have to get out of there, Emily. He could cut you in half with that thing.
And let him get away? No chance.
Where's Rust?
Halfway to the Deadlands by now, for all I know. Jimena, I wanted to call to let you know what's going on. If something happens to me...
Emily, get the hell out of there. This isn't worth risking your life over.
Wait a second. I've got an idea. I'll hide in the dark and get him on the way out.
Don't you dare!
I'll call you back. You bastard! Where's that phone? Got it. Jimena?
Are you okay? What happened?
He got away.
I don't care about him. You sound like you're hurt.
I'm okay. He scorched my leg a little. Can't run after him, but I think I can walk.
Where are the cops?
Not far away, but I don't think I want to explain this mess. I'm getting out of here.
I'm on my way, okay? I'm coming right now.
There's one good thing, at least.
Huh? What's that?
That bastard dropped his briefcase. And something tells me he's going to want it back.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Sienna, where are you going? There's nothing in that direction but ash.
Wrong pal. Just a little to the north. See that? A sandcrawler.
A sandcrawler? So what? Who gives a shit?
Don't you see? We can use this.
What? This is crazy. Turn around right now.
Rust, we've come this far. It can't all be for nothing.
It sure as hell isn't worth getting killed over.
You saw the merch through the scope, right? It's real.
Yeah, I saw the steel.
So, let's not give up just yet. Tell me what you see up ahead.
Okay, just a second while I tune the scope again. I still see the two bodies. Nothing else is moving.
That's good.
But that doesn't mean the danger's gone. Someone could still be hiding behind that crawler.
Got any ideas?
There's an outcropping of rock if you head a little further south. Head over there and find some cover. You should be able to get a better view from that vantage point.
On it.
Talk to me, C.
You're right. I can see a lot more from here. There's nothing around the back of the crawler. No one inside either. Unless they're hunkering down on the floor.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Let me just check over here. Hey, what's this?
What's going on?
There's something in the sand here. Are you seeing this on the headset?
A metal casing?
Yeah, a big one. Looks like it's high caliber.
Sniper round.
Fresh one, too.
It all adds up. Looks like our thief was lying there in wait behind the rocks and picked off the traders as they came by.
Someone knew about the trade. When and where?
Yeah, but why would anyone want the merch that bad? I mean, killing a couple of traders just to nab some legacy tech? Why bother?
Guess they must have wanted it for something? I don't know. I'm gonna head down to the crawler now.
Be careful.
Okay, I'm going to open it up.
Keep the gun at the ready.
Oh, we're clear.
Check the body, C. Don't leave anything to chance.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a look here. No pulse on this one. And this one, too. They are dusted, no doubt about it.
Do they have anything on them? Identification, comms units?
Nothing. These guys are traveling light, just the shirts on their backs.
Or they got fleeced by the bandit.
Yeah, that too. Hang on while I check the back of the crawler.
What are those red markings? There on the chassis.
It's not familiar to me. Looks like bad graffiti.
Those bullet holes over there?
Yeah, this thing's seen some action. Hope it still drives okay.
Drive it? What are you hoping to do here, C? What's the plan?
Just a minute.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, we're in business. I'm on my way over to you.
You want to fill me in on this little scheme of yours?
Well, you said the van can't make the trip across the Deadlands, right?
Not a chance.
So, it's lucky there's a spare crawler for us to use.
A crawler, huh? What are we gonna do with it?
Go after the asshole who took our merch.
Go after them?
Yeah, why not?
I see a couple of slight problems with that plan.
Such as?
Well, first, the bandit is already long gone. It's already been, what, 10 minutes?
So what?
I don't know if tracking vehicles across the Deadlands is part of your skill set, but it sure is a part of mine. I guess there might be some marks in the ash we could pick up on, but I'm not sure how far that's gonna get us.
Tracking is not going to be a problem.
Why not?
I told you I had an ace up my sleeve, didn't I? It's the bullets.
What bullets?
Those bullets I was using were splash rounds, just dummies filled with microbeacons. Got the idea from our friend Halliwell.
You made your own splash rounds?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard, Rust. You just need the casings and your own batch of microbeacons and a capsule for the payload, and that's about it. When they hit the target, they just break apart and spray all over the place.
So you're telling me you coated the bandit's sandcrawler with microbeacons?
Exactly. If we can get within a few clicks of their location, we can track them down to the very spot they're standing on.
Well, that's smart thinking, see? But I can't ask you to make this journey on your own.
On my own?
Yeah. I'm not gonna fit inside that sandcrawler cockpit. Not a chance. In my condition, I just bounce around all over the place on that terrain. Probably end up putting my head through the windshield.
Hang on. I'm pulling up next to the van now. Come on out of there, Rust. Give me a hand.
What are we doing?
We're going to do some modifications.
Modifications? To what?
Climb up here into the back of the van. You can help me with the tools. Here we go.
What do you have in mind?
I'm going to take out the passenger seat in that crawler and move your cradle across in its place.
Are you serious?
Well, it'll keep you hooked in and steady for the journey, right? Hand me that toolkit.
See, that bandit is gonna be halfway to the Western Reaches by the time we get this done.
It won't take long, I promise. I'll just start with these rivets here and the whole thing should just pop out.
We're really doing this? Driving out into the nothingness?
I figure if we head out there and the trail goes cold, we can just turn around again and come back, right?
I guess, but...
Can you gather up the rest of your gear so we can load it in the back of the crawler and that cargo too?
The components we brought to trade. What good is that now?
Who knows? Maybe we can find another trader out there. One thing's for sure, it's not going to do us any good sitting in the van.
All right. We need to be careful about overloading that crawler, though. We don't want to get too heavy out there in the sand.
Good point.
Hey, how did this whole thing with the splash rounds come about anyway? Were you anticipating something like this might happen?
Nah, I just got lucky. After that incident outside Clark the Shark's place with the goons, I started wondering what might happen if someone really did steal our shit. Like, if they got hold of something valuable, what could we do about it? That's when I thought of Halliwell and his microbeacons and how we could tag anyone who tried to mess with us. I put together a few prototypes and was thinking of trying them out sometime. Just happened to have them in my pocket.
So are you getting a signal?
Oh, yeah. I probably should have checked that first. Well, look at that. It's faint, but definitely there. Almost due west of us.
Yeah, at least you know it works.
Yeah, but that bandit is going to be out of range in a few minutes, maybe even less than that.
Just take a note of those coordinates. That'll give us the starting point, something to go on.
Right. I just gotta get these struts out of here and we'll be on our way.
The Deadlands. I can't believe we're doing this.
We're gonna get that merch back, pal. The next time you're in that van, you're gonna be back behind the driver's wheel. I promise.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Starring Michelle Mosley, Jason Churoy, Elisa Marteja, Sam Slade, Ross Campbell, Arim Jew, Emma Sherjarko, Brian Jeffords, Peter Wicks, Stefan Martello, Sarah Ruth Thomas, Stuart Moyer, Jordan W. Anderson, and Ty Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow. Well, look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
Dumb Dragons production.